Please be seated. The first candle of Advent burns brightly now. This is the first of the flames that will set our hearts on fire and guide us through this holy season. The Advent candles are set within a wreath of greens, that rich symbol of eternal life, which Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection has promised us. Four well-tended candles will eventually light this wreath, and when we light the fifth, we will once again have arrived at the manger. Let us just take a moment to silently bless this first candle and take its warmth into our hearts. During these weeks of Advent, we will be inspired and reassured by these flames. We will harness their energy and worship beneath their glow. And very importantly, we will discover what these lights may reveal in the dark corners of our lives. Every Advent is a new adventure, and we cannot know what its lights will reveal to us as we make this Christmas pilgrimage. Advent is God's long, faithful story, and God has entrusted it to us. We will revisit this story through scripture, music, food preparation, putting up decorations, setting up the crash, and reenacting the drama of the Nativity. We will take part in gatherings and social events. Some will be intimate, some more public. Oddly, this season of increasing light in the church occurs just at the time of the year when the length of daylight is shortened. We will feel the Holy Spirit and its light at loose among us. It will fan the flames that illuminate the story of Christ coming and coming again. In Advent, we dedicate ourselves to preparing for Christ's coming. Our preparations involve a lot of social, physical, and commercial tasks. Much of them require a fair amount of frenetic energy and activity. We shop, travel, go to parties, eat more and drink more than usual, dress festively, and carry out holiday rituals with family and friends. We expend a lot of energy in ensuring that our hopes for the season will be fulfilled and that the celebration will be perfect. Some of this activity allows us to burn quite brightly and joyfully. Some of it will exhaust us and distract us. Some of this bustle may actually burn us out. It may become difficult at times to remember what Christmas is really all about. The Advent candles, though, remind us of the fire of the sun and the stars that were alluded to in our Gospel, or perhaps the fire from the outdoor fire pit, campfire, or fireplace. These are all what we would tell children are good fires as long as we watch them and tend them. We are all drawn to that quiet glow of Christmas, such as sitting around that fire, which warms us and breaks the darkness around us. We are drawn to look at the stars, survey the constellations, track the galaxies, and determine the current phase of the moon. How can we help but hear all of heaven speaking to us of the glory of God's creation? These are surely signs that the Son of Man is coming. But let's also keep in mind, as the Gospel tells us, that these fires will burn out. They will die. The moon will darken, and the stars in heaven will all burn themselves out eventually. So too the candles will melt. Our energy will fade as we extend the fires of Advent. So a question I've asked myself is, How do I respond to these Advent flames? How will I watch them, tend them, and use them? How will I ensure that these flames become good fire and that they do not scorch me or those I love? The holidays could burn me out, too, if I lose my way on the path to Bethlehem. Let me talk for a moment about a place where the potential for bad fire is really high. And early detection is essential. The drought in states like California has created a perfect storm for fires to go out of control. I recently spent more than a week in Southern California. Poor me. And I could see just how much the vegetation has turned into kindling. Once rain and spark and a fire takes hold, the potential for fire is a daily reality for people like my daughter, Mary, who lives in San Diego, and who's been evacuated from the neighborhood twice in the last 12 years that she has lived there. I became a little obsessed while I was in San Diego with how a big, dry state like California detects fires. So I did a little research online, and it seems that there are all kinds of tactics to detect would-be fire. In the areas of highest risk, there are both visual sensors, like special cameras, and non-visual sensors that assess air quality and temperature. Some are placed near the ground, and some are mounted on towers way above the ground. There's aircraft and satellite surveillance. And of course, importantly, human beings who smell smoke or see an orange sky and know that they must report the signs and get out of the way. Of course, not all fire can be prevented, but some can be contained and diverted. So how do we ensure that these transient fires of Advent are good? How do we guard against the harm that may occur if the flames are not tended and threaten to consume us and our neighbors and our friends? How do we stay attentive to the sacred dynamics of Advent? It occurs to me that we can apply this idea of fire surveillance to our own lives during Advent. But I'd like to call it mindfulness. Mindfulness is that skill of being wholly present and in the moment. It is the condition of being still and open. When we are mindful, we are able to observe our own thoughts and feelings, not only with our heads, but with our hearts. We become more tuned in to our environment. We become less reactive and better able to respond with loving kindness. Like the fire service, we have our own personal sensors for detecting flammability around us. We can listen, watch, and become aware of conflicts in relationships, the stress from overfunctioning, the burden of anxiety, the weight of depression, and the deep sense of loss and grief, and sometimes alienation that some people experience during the holidays. We can pay closer attention to the injustices of homelessness and hunger, racism, war, and violence. As we become more mindful, we can see the hot spots and use our spiritual gifts to offer compassion and peace. During Advent, there are a number of wonderful opportunities right here at St. Mark's to learn how to grow that mindfulness, that early detection system. We can learn how to tend those good little fires and use the light of Advent to underscore God's hope for us. So I suggest you pull out this update that you picked up as you arrived this morning. And I'd like you to reflect on the opportunities that you will find to work on your ability to be mindful and fully present during Advent. You will see a session on contemplative prayer, a way of quieting and centering the spirit. You will see an invitation to an Advent retreat, a time apart from the hustle and bustle of the holidays. You will see an offering called Recovering Quiet, a discussion about leading a prayerful life and the busyness of everyday living. And of course, our exceptional music offerings provide many opportunities for inspiration. If you feel called to light up the dark places in the lives of others, consider supporting the Bag Lunch Program with contributions to the Giving Tree. You might offer your pastoral presence to Monday and Sunday night supper guests. You could offer a meal to someone who is likely to be alone during the holidays. My hope is that each of us finds a way to watch, tend, and harness the good fires of Advent, and to complete that journey to Bethlehem with both wonder and love.